producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a junk is out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, what do you know? The new media is making a dent in the lies coming from the old media. How do we know? I don't know. Super Don knows. That's how I know. Because he said so. Super D, you said to me this morning that trending, a story is trending big time in the media, and maybe it's social media, regarding the cause of microcephaly, the small heads in South America, particularly Brazil, not being the Zika virus, that the word is getting out about this larvicide. Now, I want to understand what you were telling me about this, because is it just happening only like in a small little network of Facebook friends, or is it blasting out and getting a larger play?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed. I think anybody who spends any amount of time on Facebook, that a while back, I don't know, it's maybe been a year, maybe two, they started a new feature on Facebook called Trending. And it's over, usually, I think for most people, over on the right-hand side of your Facebook page, you'll see a little column there. And it's all of the, it's basically the top trending topics on Facebook. And that's one of the places I go to in the process of seeing what's going on in the world every day. And I looked over there this morning, and lo and behold, right at the top of the list of things that were trending was a link to the story about how there's this group of scientists, doctors in, I believe, Argentina, that are saying that the Zika virus is not due to, the microcephaly is not due to the Zika virus, but it's due to the pesticide or the larvicide that is in the water.
So this is getting out then, and this is a small victory.
I'm looking at this going, wait a minute.
Not top
trending story on Facebook. How could that be?
Now, how are they pulling Argentina into this? Because most of the focus was in Brazil, and you know there's a battle royale going on here. Because man, oh man, the officials in Brazil are even going apoplectic over this. How dare these physicians point out the observation that it wasn't the Zika virus that they're seeing, but the spreading into the water supply. Yeah, they poisoned the water hole with this larvicide. I mean, you can't say that. Pyroproxifen, that sounds scary to the average person. We can't let them know that these chemical pesticides, or larvicides specifically in this case, could be disrupting the normal development of a baby in utero. No, we have to blame it on a virus. So I think this is one of those things that is going to cause, you know, Facebook to explode. They're going to have to shut it down. This is the kind of thing they can't have happen.
This article that's trending all over the place is coming from a website called Tech Times. Now, I'm not really familiar with Tech Times, but they definitely would not be considered a website. You know, this is not natural news. You know, I mean, it's more of a mainstream website.
Okay.
You know, where this is coming from. So, yeah, it was rather surprising.
So they report about this group of Argentine doctors that we pointed out, John Rappaport has pointed out, now others in the new media pointing it out, and they pointed out that during the past Zika epidemics, there's not been any cases of microcephaly linked with the virus. You know, that's what we call a clue. All right, never before in the history of Zika virus did it cause microcephaly. Now suddenly it does. Anybody with half a brain left, and I'm not making a brain joke here, but come on, really. You would start questioning, you say, okay, what other factors are there? Because the Zika virus has never done this. What would suddenly make it do this, right? And of course, we always look to environmental insults, environmental assaults, and say, well, could it be a toxicological burden on the environment that is somehow manifesting in this way? And these Argentinian doctors pointing this out are being, I guess, shouted back a little bit, because the second article here, by the way, the show notes are up thanks to Morgan, our millennial Morgan, our assistant producer. Zika virus, colon, Brazil dismisses link between larvicide and microcephaly, according to the Telegraph in the UK reporting on this. And as I was reading through this article, this was almost more interesting to me than the other one, because obviously we're more aligned with what those doctors in Argentina are saying. There's no link. And yet the response to there is no link is, oh, yes, there is. And he's like, okay, show us. Where's the link? Well, let me say, the World Health Organization is reporting that it might. No, wait, it's not. It's, wait a second. The WHO didn't say that it was the cause. They suspected it might be. That's the level of science that has said Zika virus definitely causes it. No, they didn't say that. They're very careful not to say that, because they'll be blown out of the water as charlatans, which in many cases the WHO are shills, if not charlatans, shills for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, in this case developing vaccines for this. I'm just looking for what they're saying. The government said it only uses larva. This is their claim. This is the Brazilian government. We only use larvicides recommended by the World Health Organization.
Oh crap!
Right.
Well, shoot, yeah. There's all the proof you need. That's the same thing that you got going on in this country when they try and defend a drug because the FDA approved it.
Yeah, exactly. It's only because the FDA said it was safe. Hello, 784,000 Americans dying every year due to FDA-approved drugs, methods, medical stuff, you know. Last week, a report by researchers in Paraíba, one of the worst-hit areas, found that the state has been seeing a high number of microcephaly cases in 2012, with the condition more common in 2014 than last year when Zika was first recorded. So, you know, they're trying to muddy the waters a bit here. But the WHO, here, this is one of those clinchers. The WHO, WHO, says a definitive link between the disease and the condition is within weeks of being confirmed. How do they know that? Well, because two separate studies last week also found evidence of Zika virus in the brain tissue of aborted fetuses or babies who died soon after birth who had microcephaly. So they did postmortems, and of course, you don't know what's spewing out of the cells of tissue that is no longer viable after they kill it. But, of course, the issue here is the scientists around the world racing to develop a vaccine. They're racing to develop the vaccine. And then Marcelo Castro, health minister, told journalists in Brazil that there was no doubt that there was a direct link between Zika and microcephaly. Really? There's no doubt? 2 weeks, you're going to confirm this? What kind of scientist says 2 weeks before we have any validation and confirmation? And when they acknowledge that, you know, out of the thousands of cases, it might be only hundreds of cases, and even fewer than that actually have any sign of the Zika virus. But this guy has no doubt. Marcelo Castro. Find out how much money he's getting from one of these pharmaceutical companies. For us, there's no doubt at all that the microcephaly epidemic is a consequence of the epidemic of Zika virus, which did not exist in the Americas before, he said in comments reported to O Globo. Must be a newspaper up there. I mean, they are running scared here, trying to counteract the doctors now. Because it isn't just the Robert Scott Bell Show and a crazy homeopath with a bad attitude talking like this. It's the doctors in Argentina. What are you going to do, dismiss Argentinian doctors as... Well, they're not real doctors. They're from Argentina. Oh, that's going to go over well in South America for country relations. There is no evidence. In fact, the evidence proves the opposite. That because the vast majority of microcephaly have no detectable virus called Zika, that it can't possibly be the cause for the microcephaly. And yet, of course, the official story coming out of, again, official stories are everywhere, and they're there to protect the officials. They're there to protect the people who are paying off the officials. They're there to protect the future market share of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, Vaccine Division. That is what this is about, and nothing less than that. And so official stories are not just here in the United States. Hat tip to Liam Sheff. Official stories are all over the world. And you listen to them as your gospel to your own peril. Those of you who understand what we've been saying for years on the Robert Scott Bell Show recognize that, yes, pesticides and larvicides matter. They do stuff. Not only to the insect world, but to the human world, to the animal world. But the denial runs deep in the pharmaceutical church. In the church of Monsanto. I wanted to say Monsatan, of course. Denial runs deep there. Those of you who would acknowledge, there was a great meme today running around Facebook. I don't know if you saw it, Super Don, where it said something like, you can read the insert. Is it only in America? But no, it's only in the Western world where we live under the pharmaceutical church, that you can actually read the insert to a vaccine that is made by the manufacturer, mandated by, for instance, the FDA. You actually read the insert, and guess what? They'll call you a conspiracy theorist.
I did see that.
You did? You see that? That was great. Read that to your doctor.
And, you know, one other quick point I want to make here, just to put the, you know, the period at the end of the sentence here on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You said we've been talking about this for years. And you want, I mean, here's the best proof of the fact that this same thing has been happening for so long. Did you hear the intro at the beginning of this hour? That intro, I actually made that intro back in 2006 when everybody was jumping up and down and getting ready to commit, you know, Harry Carey over the bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
And I those two clips in that intro were from the news where the guy was saying, we've got a national pandemic. And the lady says, it's a national health emergency. It's the same crap that they're saying on TV now. The same crap you're reading on the internet now. Everything's a pandemic. Everything's an emergency. And at the end of the day, it's nothing.
Take your Prozac, folks. If you want to go back and pretend that the world is as you've been lied to. If you want to step up and recognize reality for what it is and the power you have to alter it, then come on in. The water's warm and it's not filled with larvicide. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, gastric reflux drugs, PPIs, what else are they linked to? Oh, yeah. No. It's a virus. It's not the drug, is it?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes. If you want to check them out. See, we're not making this stuff up. It's really out there. The truth is out there. All right. Gastric reflux drugs. My favorite, right? You know how much I love PPIs, right? Don't go PPI all over yourself. Please. This is not good. Proton pump inhibiting drugs. These are the drugs that are being basically handed out like candy to everybody who has what used to be called heartburn and acid indigestion. Now it's gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. And there's probably not any, just about no one over 50 that's not on a little bit of Prilosec or Nexium or Prevacid, OTC or prescription, depending on the level you're going for. Because let's face it, who doesn't have gastric symptoms? I mean, you eat the food. You eat the food that they call food, and by the way, we're going to define food a little later with Dr. Bitar because it is Advanced Medicine Monday, all the way from New Zealand. He's going to join us. But the food that we're eating, that I ate, that I grew up with, it's enough to cause you GERD just looking at it, although it looks just like any other food for the most part. Now, there's a story out, and we've got it linked up. You should read it. If anybody you know is on Prevacid or Nexium or Prilosec, thanks to AstraZeneca. Throw them all out there. Let's put out every acid fire, despite the fact that you need acid in your stomach for proper digestion. These drugs are now being linked to dementia. Dun, dun, dun. Gee, that sounds awfully familiar. Have we talked about this before?
It does sound a little familiar there, yeah.
Have we mentioned that these drugs stop digestion in the stomach? Right where a lot of it happens, before it gets passed on to the small intestine, and the pH shifts there. And that if you stop the acid production altogether, you can't break down certain complex foodstuffs, including proteins. You're going to be absorbing things you don't break down. You may end up with massive deficiency disease. You know, you may, you will, including B12 deficiencies, which we'll get to in a moment. But listen to the laundry list of what's linked to the use of PPIs now. That's leading to dementia, as they say. 44% more likely, if you've been taking this on a regular basis, and this is another thing that's so absurd here. Remember what drugs used to be for. Save your life, get you out of a crisis, and then get the hell off of them. Now they're drugs for life. They're actually finding people on this for 18 months in a row. Or collectively, if they're not in a row. And you had a 44% increased likelihood of dementia. Other things associated with this. Kidney disease. Skeletal fractures. Oh, what's going on? Are people tripping and falling on Nexium? Oh, that pill, I fractured my bones. I tripped on a Nexium. No, it's because they're stopping the absorption of minerals. Low magnesium levels. Gastrointestinal infections. Well, what do you expect when you alter the pH of a given system that is designed to be at a pH? Well, stomach acid is what? A 1 on the pH level. It's super acid. Alter that, neutralize it, what's going to grow? Remember I said we never used to hear about Clostridium difficile infections? And then suddenly, they were everywhere, especially in old folks. They were all taking PPIs. Clostridium difficile. And then, of course, link it to pneumonia. Wait a second. Are they putting bacteria or viruses on Nexium and Prevacid and Prilosec? How are they getting pneumonia? Could it have anything to do with a disruption of the immune function due to the lack of absorption of minerals that are key for its function? Or the alteration of the pH that alters the life forms that grow in the GI tract? Remember, 70% or more of your immune system lives there in the alimentary canal. And then we have B12 deficiencies. Yeah.
I am seriously having some deja vu here.
Are you?
I seem to have heard this like, I don't know, 5, 6 years
thousand
ago,
times.
Maybe? Yeah, 8 years ago?
Said a lot by who?
Oh, you.
Oh, now it's blushing. Though. Now I'm blushing.
It's true, though. I mean, you have been saying this. And back in the day when you were saying this, people
but
were
going, he's not a real
about?
Doctor.
What are you talking? Oh, you're the witch doctor of talking.
And then right. The witch doctor, he told me what you
that's
do.
That's right.
He said, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ching, ching, walla, walla, bing, bang. Hey, by the way, vitamin B12 deficiencies now linked perhaps to autism, schizophrenia, and guess what? Old age dementia. But is it the B12 deficiency? Well, indirectly, yes, because you can't absorb things when you're on PPIs. Say goodbye to PPI or say goodbye to your memory. Yeah. All right. Well, I've said enough. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Your cardiologist is going to shock you. Not with the paddles after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we allowed to have fun pointing out the absurdities in the lamestream media, in the old media, the pharmaceutically conflicted media? We allowed? Who am I kidding? We don't ask for permission where none is required, and neither should you, to speak the truth, to reveal the facts, however inconvenient they are to the establishment. Of course, the establishment struggles to keep a hold on your brain, and if they can't do it, then they'll basically drug you out of a brain and blame it on a virus, Zika or whatever. This is the script, folks. It's so easy to see once you wake up. Of course, if you don't want to wake up, and you may have friends and family members that don't, they will remain taking the drugs to facilitate the dementia that is happening already. It is not waiting for old age. I mean, they're literally, if you can read somebody a vaccine insert like your doctor and he says you're a conspiracy theorist because you read the vaccine insert, they're already suffering from some form of dementia. Self-imposed, by the way. It's too shocking to see the world as it is. We want to see it as it's been painted for us. Paint it for me with some cholesterol, won't you? Come on. Cholesterol. Make it nice and pretty. This is, you know, I hear, this is a story that I hear Jerry Doyle going, Robert was right again.
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought of when That's I saw what, this.
Jerry Doyle, what a great guy. The truth about fat and sugar. This is great. Cardiologist explains why fat is the best medicine and why it's so crucial to our health. Come on. If cardiologists are joining me in our crusade for eating more fat, we're yesterday's news, Super Don. What are we going to do?
I don't know. We need a new day job now.
Ballet dancing, maybe?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Speak for yourself.
Very comedic.
Are you a ballet dancer?
No, very comedic, though.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Bean or something, right?
Well, you know, as I said, dancing to the beat of a drummer in a different room that no one else can hear. That's Robert Scott Bell.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Is that you've already been vindicated on this issue.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay. Right,
this is just piling on.
And so now you get this. But you know what? There's still, even with these guys coming out and saying this,
mm-hmm.
You're still going to have the cheerleaders out there jumping up and down trying to convince you to eat everything that's low fat.
You're right. I mean, I still see it. Well, there's a Cam Newton commercial for like an Oikos, I think. It's one of those Greek yogurts. And I could be getting this totally wrong, but it's like Cam Newton sitting on a couch with Cam Newton and another Cam Newton, and they're throwing pillows at each other. And he's happy because he's eating yogurt with 0%
fat.
Oh,
he's in the superhero costume.
Yes. That's the
one. I know which one you're talking about.
So you see that the low-fat campaign or no-fat campaign dies hard. And Cam, listen, I like Cam Newton. I know he got a lot of crap for whatever happened after the Super Bowl. I just couldn't care less about that. But when a guy like that, who is a role model, an athlete, a super athlete, in fact, is promoting zero fat, somebody's got to talk to this guy. If you're in Carolina, a Carolina Panther fan and a Cam Newton fan, say, you know what? You've got enough endorsement deals that will not poison your community, whatever that community may be. Sports community, if you want to look at it as a subset of being African American, whatever it is, we need more fat. We don't need more commercials of athletes saying no fat or low fat. That's irresponsible.
Let's give him a break, because I would venture to say, I could be wrong, but yeah. I'm going to venture to say, Cam mm-hmm. Newton is not a doctor. He's not a nutritionist. He probably really, about the only fat that he probably was into was the fat check that he got from Oikos for doing the yogurt commercial.
Or the fat chick he got after. No, I don't know anything about that.
Well,
just kidding. No. You know what it is? It's, well, look, if we had every quarterback in the league meet with Tom Brady, they vilify him, but this guy is smart as a whip on nutrition. We've quoted him on certain things. That's the guy I want educating other players, you know, that he's not going to sell out to fast food or refined foods. This guy doesn't eat that way. And I think that could be an example. You looked at Tom Brady, one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League. And, you know, listen, I appreciate excellence in all fields, and that's some excellence over there. And then you find out he's actually taking care of his body like an incredible way. At his age, nobody's done it to that level. So, here, I didn't mean to pick on Cam Newton, and here we are. This is the stream of consciousness moment of the Robert Scott Bell Show, because we started out talking about a cardiologist who says eat more fat,
right?
Which is what I've been saying. He says, for decades, we were told eating fat would lead us to an early grave. Horror stories of clogged arteries and coronaries were the norm, while foods such as pasta were seen as healthy. But research is increasingly disproving this theory, and sugar is now public enemy number one. And that's what I was saying, refined sugar. If you take all the fat out of food, it's going to taste like cardboard. You've got to put some sweeteners in it, whether it be sugar or artificial stuff. There's just no way you're going to get people to eat it, unless they have a cold and they can't taste anything anyway. But we've got, the paleo cardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson, is going to be with us out at the Cal Jam in Southern California, March 18th through the 20th. He's been talking about it. He gets it. There are doctors that get this. But still, the mainstream media is very rare to report on such things. And I'm just excited to see more people are getting the message, fat is not bad. Eat more fat. Eat good fat. And that's all I got to say. Am I missing anything on that? You're right. It's like triple vindication. It's piling on at this point.
Well, just, you know, like I said, the thing that gets me on this is mm-hmm. that it used to be something that was never said. In fact, if you said it, people thought you were nuts. Mm-hmm. Because, well, you eat fat, you get fat. Period. End of sentence. I mean, that's what I learned when I was growing up. That you know, eating fat makes you fat. And, you know, in a A plus B equals C kind of a black and white two-dimensional world, sure. Yeah. Fat equals fat. Yeah, I can. That makes sense. I can go with that.
Right.
But you're still going to have people that are out there pushing, oh, God, don't eat fat. Fat's bad for you. You know, I don't know what it's going to take at some point. But
yeah, well, lots of dementia in the meantime. But we'll do our level best to get the word out. RobertScottBell.com, all the links. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, our home and syndication, Talk Network, okay, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, as well as EpicTimes.com and UKHealthRadio.com. And, of course, now available through SoundCloud. So we got lots of options for y'all. And you can ask me questions any time of the day or night.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question time. I'm meaning to get this one. I don't know if I have a lot to say about it, though. But Lori's asking. My husband was diagnosed with cataracts that seems worse in his right eye. In your opinion, can they be improved or even reversed by the use of supplements? I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, listen, I don't know all the details of the cause of cataracts, but I do know that everything related to chronic disease has to do with toxicity and deficiency. And it's like Dr. Bittar, when we come back to every disease, we say the same thing. And I'm going to say, yes, the same thing applies here. But there are homeopathic remedies that can address cataracts to some degree. In fact, Similasan, which is a Swiss homeopathic company, they used to have a remedy you could put in your eye called cataract care. I don't know if it's still available or if they had to change the names. Who knows, the FDA might have said, you're not putting that on there because we need to sell them drugs. We need to do surgery. And, you know, that surgery has become fairly routine. I know a lot of folks that have had it over the years. Now, of course, we'd like to avoid it if at all possible. But for me, eye health always related to selenium deficiency. If, you know, if you have an eye disease, and that's, you know, could be glaucoma too, but there are remedies, and I think right-sided, you're talking the side of the liver, so if it's worse in the right eye, we've got to do even more for your husband's liver, Lori. And that, of course, means extra selenium, extra coffee enemas. Super Don, cover your ears. Oh, too late. I told you, too late. Yeah. Hey, you know, why not? The Doc of Detox has a daily cleansing tea. If your husband is a little reticent or reluctant to do what Super Don won't do as well, then, you know, do other things to support the excretory organs. Detox that body. Eat more fat, just like we said. Health of the eye. People are utilizing silver hydrosol in their eyes. I don't say it's the treatment for cataracts, but, you know, it downregulates tissue inflammation and upregulates regenerative events. You could do voice. Did that sound like an old Jewish man?
It kind of did. Very well.
Voice.
Very good. Very good.
Boy. So, there you go. Earache, my eye. Where did that come from? Earache, my eye. That's an old thing, too.
You don't remember?
I ache my ear. I don't remember.
It was, that was a song that was done by Cheech and Chong.
Oh. They did that, too?
They did Earache, my eye, yes.
How about that? All right. That's cool.
That was on the same album, I believe, as Basketball Jones.
Okay. Well, there's a lot that I just don't remember from those years, and it isn't because I was doing cannabis. I wasn't.
Oh, I can remember pulling out the records, the Cheech and Chong records, and playing those on an actual record player.
Yeah. All right. Visit Israel. New Israeli study. Artificial light causes weight gain and cancer. This is, I'm crazy about this, but at night, there's like a little teeny light on, I think, like a receiver of some kind in there, and I cover that up at night. I mean, it's like I'm very sensitive to light at night. I think I want it super dark. There are certain wavelengths that don't affect me as much, like the red light, like you used to be able to process film under a reddish light. It didn't have the same impact, but the artificial light, they're linking to increase in weight gain, obesity, and maybe even cancer. These heavy urban populations where you get light pollution everywhere. Please, at night, not only turn off your, what are those things, routers, but make sure you're sleeping in a really dark room. Or if you're playing the graveyard shift, then find a daytime room that you can really shut it down. There's more evidence supporting this concept that too much light at night, especially artificial light, is not good for you. Any comments on this, Israel? Little Hebrew? Go ahead.
Light at night. What? Hebrew?
It's an Israeli story. Come on. A little Lehitraot or something.
No, I'm sorry. I'm all out of Hebrew.
Not even a little shalom for us all.
Shlemiel.
Okay, a shlemiel. We'll take the Yiddish.
Riedel. Yarmulke.
All right, you're in. You're in the club
okay,
now.
All right, there we go.
You're chosen. Eating lots of fish in pregnancy is now linked to obesity for kids, the risk for obesity. I was like, oh, yeah, this is one of those things, Super Don, where it drives you crazy because you're like, stand up, sit down. Sit down, stand up. No, getting right in between the two is the worst. That'll cause cancer, right? So eat more fish, eat less fish. Well, I think the thing is they're saying not to eat excess because they're seeing actually the pollutants in the fish, not only the mercury, but to excess, creating endocrine disruption, disrupting the hormones of these kids, the offspring. And that could be the case when you eat too much and you don't have enough, again, selenium, which will counter some of the mercury. But having to do the extra work that we need to detoxify, whether it's our Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea, whether it's our molecular hydrogen that we induce by utilizing the Echo Unit, right? Go to robertswater.com, download that information, and get the Echo Unit in your home as well. All right, we got lots more healing to go. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Matar will be joining us from New Zealand. But first, there's an update on a new infection.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, just thinking again about the question of the day from Lori on the eye diseases. We used to have a formula that I work with. We would send over to Nigeria and Africa an eye formula along with detoxifying remedies. And there was a medical doctor, physician friend, who was treating cataracts and glaucoma, and she never had to resort to surgery. She was healing people right, left, and center with liver support and eye-focused remedies. And my wife confirmed to me on the break, she said that Similasan no longer has the cataract care. It may still exist under another name, or you might have to go overseas to find it. So if you look up Similasan and say, hey, is that formula still available under another name? She's using a formula. It's a carotenoid blend of astaxanthin, lutein, different things like that. So there are supplemental formulas, like there's Life Extension as MacuGuard, ocular support with astaxanthin, for instance. So there are things out there in the health food arena that you might find to be very helpful. And this is shown to really work, these supplements, along with, as I said, liver support, homeopathic remedies that are designed for the eye. If I dig those out of my pharmacy, I'll see if I can do another segment on that in the future. But
you
first,
have a pharmacy?
Well, technically, yeah. I mean,
hey.
I got lots of remedies, my friend.
You're the
lots
man. You got the connections. You can hook me up, man.
It's not the French connection, though.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It is in a sense because there is drainage, which is the French word for drainage.
Drainage.
Drainage, yes, that's right. Drainage. It's like I fart in your general direction. Remember, who was the woman that had a fart attack, right? That was a great story, too. I'm going to bring that up with Dr. Bittar. He'll like that. Eat real food. Well, what is real food anyway? Well, listen, we got breaking news here. Breaking news. This is another infection we've got to report on. Dagnabbit, another infectious disease to report on here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm so sorry. I don't like to do it, but this is a big one. This is bigger than Zika. Yeah, I know. It's bigger than Zika. Scientists say, I know you've been wondering, but you really can catch this. Anybody. This is like not limited, this one. It's not socioeconomic. It's not racial. Anybody can catch this.
What is it?
You don't happen to know what it is?
No.
It's a smile. That's right.
Oh,
scientists now say smiles are contagious, and so are frowns. So turn that frown upside down, because if you're going to be contagious, you might as well be contagious with happiness. And if you're not happy, fake it till you make it. Smile. You know what? I'm going to go to a friend of yours to help us out in this case. Because we all need to smile a little bit, don't we?
Friend of mine?
Friend of yours, yes.
Aww.
Yes. You know it. You know him.
You know I can't smile without you.
I can't smile without you,
Super
Don. It's Barry Manilow.
Oh, by the way.
Dude, he's on tour. What happened? He can't be.
I don't know all the details, but I believe he was had some kind of complications from some oral surgery that he had.
I thought he got a contagious frown or something.
No. Dude, that's a guy who makes you smile. He always smiles.
Absolutely. He's a smiley guy. In a paper published in the journal Trends in Cognitive Sciences, researchers say that when we see an expression on another face, it activates what we call sensory motor stimulation. No, that's not illegal in Alabama. I promise you. Maybe Mississippi.
It might be legal in Alabama, actually.
Yeah. Anyway. In which we automatically mimic the other's expressions, helping us understand and react to the other person's emotions.
Do you know what? That is so true.
Isn't it?
I mean, when was the last... Haven't you ever been in a room where you're with a group of people and somebody is just laughing hysterically? Mm-hmm. You have no idea why they're laughing, but... All of a sudden, the people around them start to laugh.
I love that. That's the kind of contagion that we can get behind and in front of and on the side of.
It's
all
true.
Around.
It happens. Yeah. And it does work the other way as well.
Yeah, I mean, people can bum you out. There's energy associated with that. You walk into a room of depressed people. You can feel it. It's palpable. But it says it takes place in the space of a few hundred milliseconds. I mean, this is faster than a sneeze. Unconscious, they say. Well, now it's made conscious. Don't fight the smile, you know you want to. Super Don, I can't smile without you. But I could sing off key on purpose just to make you laugh.
Nice.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Hey, Barry Manilow, we love you too. Get well. Hey, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing with Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. Go to robertscottbell.com for the links because the power to smile is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World, WHEY.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.